Okay. Yeah. Now, Shoharet HaBeshet U'Pasuk HaSagah Geres. U'Pasuk HaSagah Geres V'Achar Shoharet HaBeshet. That's not V'Achar Kach is a problem, the Gersa. No. Shochet echo mehen vehimten lo ad shemes. Shehechnos hasak and tachas hasheni posto. Veshov v'omer nevela, v'ki v'omer treif. What does Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva says, you don't need a full ma'aseh shechita for the Matami Dana Veva. Now, we're not going to get into the question, Yesh Shechita Matril Vat Sof and Shechita Ela Besof. Shechita Nebehema is a two-step process. Kone Veshet. Matami Dana Veva, Rabbi Kiva said, as that each siman by itself is separate ma'aseh shechita, it's the combination of two of these ma'aseh shechita that together is mata the behema. There's a partial ma'aseh shechita and a total ma'aseh shechita. Each siman is a partial ma'aseh shechita. Matam day nevela, it's enough to do a partial ma'aseh shechita. Comes along Rabbi Shovev and say, no. I need a full ma'aseh shechita, number one. Number two, any time I have a messed up ma'aseh shechita, we'll see it's a second step that turns it into a nevela. And Rabbi Kiva agreed with him. Shochanas HaVeshe, V'Holo Rabbi Kiva, Uraminu, Eilu Trevis B'Behema, the Mishnah, the Kuvos HaVeshet, Psukas HaGageres. Okay. Amar Rava. So what's the Kasha? Says Rashi, Alma Trefihi, Lo Nevela. Came in the Chaz Boru. So, but that means according to Yeshovev, what happened to this the Kuvos HaVeshet, Psukas HaGageres? I shechted it, or I didn't shecht it? If I shechted it, that means I didn't shecht it. If I didn't shecht it, so it died. So if it died, it's a nevela. So why are we calling it a trefa? The Rambam will learn it's an either or. That means the Rambam has a very interesting idea, and it's, for instance, Rambam has this idea of Shem Echod and Isur Echod. Legabe, this Rabbi Hendler here?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get the flip side of what I showed you. Sometimes, for instance, in Achos Isha is also one of the Arayas. In the three separate Shemos, they're all under one lav. Three shemos under one lav. On the other hand, here you have two shemos, one shem under two lav. Nevela, eftrefa, lemainaf gemina, in our case, well, I'm not going to the case of Ahosisha, that. In Eshesach, that has to do with Yavamas and Krisis. That's his expertise. Okay. Now, what is it? That if I have a chatzi zayis, let's say, of a nevela, and a chatzi zayis of a chazer, and I'm at star of two separate shemos. No, Rama said it doesn't depend on two separate losas, two separate shemos. Nevela and trefa are two separate losas, under one shem. So a chatzi zayis of nevela and a chatzi zayis of trefa combined. And if I eat a full kazayas of nevela and a full kazayas of trefa, it's all one shame, and I get one malchus. So if something is a nevela plus a trefa, I don't gain anything or lose anything. There's no difference. My shame can't, according to Tosas. Tosas makes a very clear case, yeah? And Tosas' clear case is that that they're two separate yisurim, and you will get a double malchus. And when it says elu treifas b'behem, it means it's only a treifa, not an avela. So what happened? How do I have only a treifa, not an avela? I shechted it, and I messed up the shechita. The Gemara in the assumption is assuming in psukas hagageres. If I shech the psukas hagageres, it's a messed up shechita. Alma treva yivalon avela, but came in the amelo. So now, so at what's amir rova lo kasha? Kan sheshachat ulusof pasak. He shechted one simon and was posek the other simon. In which case sheshachat is habesh ulusof pasak as a gageres. Kan shepasak usof shochat. Shochat usof pasak nifsele b'shchita. What is it? It's a messed up shchita. Why is it a messed up shchita? Because, what did I say in the Mishnah? What did Rabbi Yeshovev say? If I shech the kone and I stop and I wait till the animal dies, that's, I began a shchita, I didn't finish. So shochat as a kone, Uposakas hagageras. It's I began a shechita, I didn't finish it. I only shechted one simon. So according to Rabbi Yeshovev, that is that he says, "Kan sheposak ulusof shochat, shochat ulusof posak nisul b'shechita, posak ulusof shochat ki davach hagaram lo." What happens? I posak hagageras, and then I shechted the gageras. It's not a shechita. So it's mufka from shchita. There's no shchita. It's cut already, or it is a shchita, but it's a treifa. And when I begin the process of shchita, it's already a treifa. It's not because of the shchita. It's as before I get started in the shchita. It's a treifa. Eisvir avachma vayahunu l'rova shoch v'sabeshu potakas agageres. And those words are critical, and this is a brisa, shochras avesh nevela. Emu kva shochras avesh, meikor. Amalei, Rabbi answer, shtei tshuvas v'dova, chodo dahainu kamaisa. Lord, nan v'achakach, tanya. Hello, I'm a Rabbi. Now, Rabbi is telling us a very interesting thing. When it says elu treifas, it doesn't mean treifas. Means asuros. The word nowadays, when we talk about treif, we don't say treif. You go into you say the meat's treif. What does the meat treif mean? It's not kosher, right? It's not kosher. It's a treif. It's an avelet. You don't care. It's treif. He said the same thing in Lashon and Mishnah. Elu asuros. It's also. Yeish. Mehen nevelos, mehen treifas. Okay. So now, so what does this mean? The way the Rambam is coming, so it's not one plus two, one plus one, it's either one. According to Tosfos, is it only treif or treif and nevela? And that, because the Rambam takes his position of this interesting sheet of Nevela and Trefa being basically two sides of the same coin, so he had to have here, it's either or. So the Rambam has an example of, and that is where the Rambam gets his whole idea of a Nevela Mechaya. So it's a Nevela and it never becomes a Trefa. Once I begin with a Nevela, it's a Nevela. Now, Lechshev Nami de Chizkiya, Yom HaChizkiya Asohu Gistra, Nevela. Okay, what does that mean? Chizkiya says, I split the animal in two. It's a Nevela. Lechshev Nami de Rabbi Lezer, the Omer Rabbi Lezer, not let Yerach Mechawashon Nevela. No. Don't in Nevela, lo matame mechayim. Vela matame mechayim lo tonit. So the Mishnah is talking, when we say nevela, what are we talking? In the nevela that is not matame mechayim. But in nevela, but these things are considered absolutely dead. Now when we say nevela that's not matame mechayim, what does that mean? The Issa Nevela. Here we have, and this is with the Shach and the Rashman, everything's going to go crazy. Does it mean the Issa Nevela, it will become a Nevela when it dies? Or it means even when it's alive, it's a Nevela? Keep going in Nevela, Matamel. Reb Shimon Lokeshom, Kan Shoshochem Mokom Chatach, Kan Shoshochem Shalom Mokom Chatach. What is it? I go in where the cut is, and I go further. So just like we said, what's the halach in chatzikon apogum? That it's good. Why is it good? I go with the chatach, and the beginning is mitzaref. Because let's say I went through 51%, and now I put the knife in there, and I do. Some more, so the whole thing is one shechita psula. That's what Reish Lakish says. And it's a shechita psula, it's a nevela. But if I cut above, I did a shechita, but the animals are prey for ready. It's not a psula in the shechita. Me Omer Reish Lakish Hachi, did Reish Lakish says this? Omer Reish Lakish, Shachras Hakonav Achach Nikfu Harayik Sheva. Alma Kamad Amancha Bidikul Adam. What do we say here? We say that if Shachras Hakonav, well, how much the Kona? 51%. After I went through 51%. Of the corner, I punctured the rea. I killed the entire system. It's not a trefa. So, therefore, if that's true about the rea, kolshkein is true about the corner itself. After I go through 51% of the corner, I can't be matched with the corner. I can't do anything. There's nothing. It's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. So there's a stira in the words of Reish Lakish. And therefore we reject the first statement of Reish Lakish, apparently. Apparently the Gemara is staying with the second statement of Reish Lakish. Okay, we'll see that not so simple. But that's if I just take the simple reading of the Gemara. Then the Gemara goes on to the whole halacha of Reish Lakish, which we'll be going through to see. We pass like Reish Lakish, we don't pass like Reish Lakish. Rambam doesn't pasken like Reish Lakish. Shulchan Aruch doesn't pasken like Reish Lakish. Rashba says it's obvious it's Reish Lakish. I have to understand it. Before we get there. So what do we have? So the time Tosis ends up, what will Tosis be telling us? That Sukkos Hagageres and Ikuvos Havesh. So the Gemara says as follows. We reject the idea of Mokum Chatach, not Mokum Chatach. So what do we have? Ikuvos Havesh, Sukkos Hagageres. If I shecht Sukkos Hagageres and Ikuvos Havesh, it's an availer, it's a trade for what is it? So what is it? End story. That means Rabbi Kiva, that Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. But according to Rabbi Kiva's Maskana, what is Rabbi Kiva's Maskana? That if I have a Psukas Hagageras and a Kuvas Havesha, according to Tosis, L'chora, it'll be a trefer and an aveva. It begins as a trefer, but when I shecht it, since that such a shechit is not a shechita, so then, since the shechit is not a shechita, so what do I end up with? I end up, it's an aveva too. So according to Tosus and the Mishnah, it says it's only a trefer. That's Rabbi Kiva in the very beginning. That's the way Tosus seems to end up. Okay. Now, where everything gets a monkey wrench thrown in the Shittas HaRambam. You take a look in the Shittas HaRambam. I want to go. This is another example of sugyas. I want to show you going through a sugya step by step by step, thinking through a sugya step by step by step. Yeah. So you have a Shittas HaRambam. Shittas HaRambam is he never ever in Hilchos Treifos. You take a look in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Shechita. But he says, Elu Treifus. At the beginning of the year, I made a suggestion to people. Come to Shiva with Gemara, Kovitz, and Aramba. Some people have the whole thing in their computers. So, but it's what I'd like to do is work through things and show you how to work things through inside. He says, when he has the treifus, the list of treifus, very well. Nekuba Ketzad. Esrei varim im nikavechmem v'chalolo v'mashu treif. Torbet Savesh. What about the Vesh? Doesn't say it. Krum shel moach v'rosh. Doesn't say it. V'alev. Amora, Makona, Hakove, where's the Kuvos Havesh? Ain't here. Not here. Where is it? So if you take a look, where does the Rambam quote it? Kuvos Havesh is Per Gimel, Hilchos Shechita Loch Yutes. And
Or Nikra Megavim Kedag Rov Hak O Shenifzak Rov Hakone O Shenika Havesh B'chol Shuhu Mokom Haroi L'Shchita Not the Torbet Saveshet Harizin Avela Mechayim V'en Hashchita Moelas Bo
Now the question is, those words Nevela Mechayim, what do they mean?
It could mean Ein Shechita Mo'alos, but when it dies, it's going to be awesome. Because Shechita doesn't work. Will it be Metayim Midei Nevela, such a Shechita? Just a Gabi Yisrachim? No, doesn't say it. So this is this he says very, very clearly. The Kuvos HaVeshet, Shugar HaGaris, he doesn't bring on the Trefas. He says, Nevela Mechayim. So how did the Rambam learn the Gemara? Rambam learned the Gemara. The Gemara here says that the one who says treif is Rabbi Kiva. But Rabbi Kiva changed his mind. He changed his mind. It's a nevela, not a treif. And it's an either or according to the Rambam. It's not A and B, it's A or B. That's where the Rambam is coming from. So it's only a nevela. Now, Rambam says, it's a nevela mechayim. Now, this idea that it's a nevela mechayim, we saw on the Shach. We'll see the Shach again. Shach said, there's no such thing. Because, apparently, while it's alive, it would be also be nevela, but tahor. Because when the Rambam in Hilchas of us had too much, someone took away the Taharis here. In of us had too much, when he defines death of an animal for Tuma, he says as follows: Behema or Chaya Tmeya. Okay. This is. Okay. Thomas. What is it? Split it in two. That means it's running around, but halachically it's dead. And Karmi Gabu, Nishram Afrakas, Robotsima, has an available hold of it. Even though you chop the head of chicken off, it's running around, chicken without a head. It's a Niblos of Tahar. So therefore, what do I have? So certainly the Gabi Tuma. Not going to be comment. And Lugabe Isud, now we have a question. Is it Osim Nevela Mechayim or not Osim Nevela Mechayim? Because according to the Rambam, if it's Nevela Mechayim, it'll never, when it dies, it'll be Nevela, not a Trefa. So is it possible that it's going to be Nevela when it dies, so when it's alive, a very interesting situation? So it's not a Trefa, it's not a Nevela. Fine. The Cholov will be Muta, the Beitzim will be Muta. Maybe. We'll see. Now, the one who says you cannot, the one who's very strong on the topic, that you cannot separate Tuma from Isser, is the Shach. And Rabbi Vladimirsky has an often Gemara black and white that he thinks says so. We'll see. It ain't so simple. Okay. So, where's the Gemara that seems to say so? Let's see. Lamed Zayin. The Suya Musukenis. Musukenis. Hashogos Musukenis. What's Musukenis? An animal's very sick on its last legs, is dying. Hasn't died yet. And you shecht. So the question is, Mesukenes mimai de sharia? Who said it's mutum? Umai de teisaka died in the asir? Why would I say it's mutum? Why I say it's osa? I feel the pirchus. The chsiv zos hachayish eto chaya echol.
a fully alive animal, eat. An animal that when you began shechting it was not fully alive, you can't eat. It's not fully alive. It's its last legs. Every animal that dies a few minutes before is about to die. When the word nevela is used, it means mesukenes. If it dies, then that means it's a kosher animal that dies. So the definition of nevela, that it is dead, the Gemara is learning out from Tumah, right? If you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Hilchos, Macholos Asuros. What does the Rambam say? Ochel Chazayz Vsar Behema Shemeso. Ochay Shemeso. Lokas Shenemelos Ochel Kol Nevela. Okay. And then the Rambam says, what is the difference between a nevela and treifa? He says, one is mesa, and one is notalama. Mesa, mesa, mesa. Where's he getting that from? Mardafam et Zayin. Okay. On the other hand, so the Shach says, clear, that you can't say when it's alive, it's a nevela. It's impossible. Let's see whether shach. You take a look at Chidush HaRein Chaim HaLevi. Says wrong. And he has in a black and white Rambam that has nevela mechayim. Okay. Now we'll see. Now we'll have to see various Rishonim how it lines up. The shach says certain things are impossible. Where I'm going, as I'll show you, there's at least one Rishon who says a black and white. The Psukas HaGegeres and the Kulas HaVeshet is a Nevela Mechayim. If you eat it, that when it's alive, it's a Nevela when it's alive. Well, I'll show you, the Chidush HaRashba says that. Okay, so that's, we'll get there. But for me, that Chidush HaRashba was very critical. Why? The Rashba says, the Shach says something's impossible. I have to reinterpret the Rambam. Walks in the Rashba, Chidush HaRashba, and says a black and white. So I know it's not an impossible Shita. Not an impossible Shita. So, okay, we'll get there. Let's see where the Shach's coming from. And just a very step by step. It's a confusing sugya. So, that's the wrong volume. Okay, that's shchita. I need treifas. Yeah. We'll do a shere on Chaim HaLevi. What set Chaim going and this whole thing? Why he felt it was obvious the Rambam held in the Nevela Mechayim. Goes like this. Perek Dalet, Macholos Asuros, Halacha Gimel. Rambam is trying to explain that normally in Macholos Asuros there's a shear of Kezias, but sometimes a shear of Beria, an entire thing. And we have an entire thing, So, and it's less than a kazayin, she also chayiv. Those of you who are learning, maybe learning, ketzim of orchim, it's very similar. Some people say, you make a brocha achrona on a kazayas. What happens if you have a barrier, for instance, eating pomegranates, and you leave, and you have one little seed of the pomegranate? Many people say, you don't need a kazayas. The Rambam says, ochel of tohor chai. Rambam says like this, you eat an entire of tohor, and it's chai, it's alive. Swallow a live bird. Okay. Kosher, loka. Why? I don't have to think of kazayas, because it's alive. What is it that I violate? Ram says, is a case that you can be chayav because of nevela. Boom. Wait a second. But if it would be dead, you need a kazayas. Rechayav says, wait one second. What do you see from here? That there is a case of a live bird that's a nevela. Where's a case of a live bird that's a nevela? So, A, the Rambam is clearly telling you here, you can be alive in chayav for nevela before it dies. Number one. So it says, let's go back to where the Rambam in Shechita tells you what can be alive. And Rambam doesn't say what case it is, just as there is a case of a live bird, mashu. And you're kind of swallowing a live cow, obviously it's not a mashu. Don't swallow a live cow. You had a small little bird, less than a kazayas. And there is a case where it's a nevela. And I don't need a shir kazayas, because that's a din of barrier. So Ruchayim says, wait a second, where do we ever find a live nevela? It must be that that's what the Rambam is talking about. Okay. That's where Ruchayim came in to say, wait a second, you have to take the Rambam. It's not so simple to get rid of the Rambam. Alright, what do we do with Vladimirsky's Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin? We have to deal with that. But that is what with a shach, Tzach says, it's logically ridiculous to have a live nevela and a chanami. So we're going to have to, but Rambam calls it a mesa. And if it's mesa, you need a kazayas. It's only a barrier if it's alive. So there's a tug of war happening here. So what do you do? So we're going to have to explain that. Okay, and the Rambam, and what makes it even worse and more convincing is the Rambam, when he lists Treifus, never mentions Psukas HaGegeres and the Kuvas HaVeshet. Okay, so let's see this. Okay. Wait one second. I just want to check one thing. Okay. Gageresh Nisak Rov Chalolo Mokom Roy Lishita Olamala Mizer Harizu Asura. It says it's awesome. Okay, says the Shach. Das Habach La Rambam and Nifsuka Hagageres Beruba. Lo nishchuto, lo havi ele treifa mechayim. Nishchuto havi nevela. He says, take a look what I said in Lamed Gimel Dalet. Okay. Look. So what I'll say, Shnei Oros Yesh Levetch, Echamem Nikra Shneim Asura.
He's not taking any sides, he just says Osir.
He's in an avail or a treif. Okay, says the Shach. Zeloshon Aramba. Okay. Marsha Behejim Medivre Medvarov, Nukulas Havesh, and have an avail of Mechaim. Okay. Afilu called him Shinishkot, Chay Marsha Medas HaMechaber. Ochin Tzorch Iyun. Perak HaShoch Chay Paruch HaHod Shani Rav Masin Elo Trefitz. It goes through the whole thing. And the coolest Havesh Pesukah Geras will have a Nevel. Gemara changes mind. Nevel lo matam rechaim. The matam rechaim lo ktoni. And the coolest Havesh Pesukah Geras. The moment the Gemara says it's not matam rechaim, what is the Shach unwilling to do? To allow a split between Tumah and Achil. The coolest Havesh Pesukah Geras will have a Nevel rechaim. The Yim Shachto Abu gav the shachar b'makom hashchit the b'nifsol or b'shchit the karina ben. We have the mashma hotsim the shnuyah the rov lo kaim v'askana. B'makom mashma hotsim the idina the havitz stoma the shenakuvas haveb shkana lo havin avel mechaim kushti. Chay mashma perish rashish. Okay. He's okay. That's the first thing he says. So he says it's not. He says. The Gemara changes in mind, but on this in the quote of the Gemara didn't change its mind. Okay, so in his mind, it's an impossibility to separate the two. So what does that mean? According to him, this animal is mufka from Nekuva Savesha. What does it mean? Nekuva Savesha, Psukas HaGeres, is according to the Rambam, and he says so, is mufka from shechita. Anything, so therefore, any shechita I do, it is killing it without a shechita. Shechita doesn't apply to this. Therefore, something that's mufka from shechita, the shechita will not apply to it, is automatically an avela. Okay. That is, okay. That's what he says. Avagav das harashba psul hageres berubo lo have afilu treifa mechayim lerava dvar tzorchli ion. Says even though according to the Rashba, he says, what am I saying? Saying something in the Rashba that we'll see the Rashba inside that psukah that the kumas haveshet. Sugar Geras, Beruba, is not even a tray for Mechayim. And I say, it can't be an Avela Mechayim. And I'm coming out with the idea that an Avela is only after Misa, so it's not this, not that. That means Mechayim, it's kosher. The eggs and the milk are good. He says, I don't know how to deal with the Rashba. Now, before we see the Rashba Taras Habayis, let's see the Rashba on the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. When he talked about Eilu Treifas Psukas HaGegeres, okay. Eilu Treifas Nekuas Haveshet Psukas HaGegeres. Ask Rabbi Yochanan beperk and delel. Rabbi Yochanan says, "And if I'm at bays, the Mishnah Zu kodem chazor nishus." He says the maskana of the Gemara. This is Rabbi Kiva before. Umishnah says, "Mukom alvada in the veila hava b'hachen." It is an avela. So now he hasn't. So he's told us very, very clearly here. That it is not a treifa, it is a nevela, according to the maskon of the Gemara. Shechazba Rabbi Kiva, Vahodulo Rabbi Shovev, Shenifshla Bishritosi. That what is it that any that it's going to be nifsal b'shchita. He hasn't taken a stand yet. Well, it's, when it's alive, it's in the veil. When it dies, it's in the veil. But since I have something that cannot be shechted, when I certainly when I shecht it, what's it going to be? A nevela. The kashli. That's a kashli. Shechita the machshav heichem hashkachosla. That's a simple question. How does shechita ever work? The moment I go through the corner, it's dead already. So the time I get to the vesh, I'm shechting a dead animal. Wait a second. What is the hanocha pshut and what he's asking? The mechayim, it's an avela. He says, the moment I get through 51% of the corner, it's an avela, it's dead. I can't shecht an avela. It's dead. It's dead. I'm shechting a dead animal. It's a funny kasha. Unless you say, when it's alive, it's an avela. And he has a very simple question. A rabbi asked that, L'divrei z'iri, kishameisa omeru molek. That what happens if you have to go through the mafrekas, by the time you get to the simen, you get to the, it's a dead animal, there's no malik on a dead animal. So the Gemara, what is the Gemara saying? What does he want to prove from there? There's no shechita or malika in an animal that's dead already. And if nishbam rafrakt of robosa ima is an avela, it's dead, so there's no malika. Similarly, I'm asking, there's no shechita if it's dead already. Came that thing to the Barov Gargeras over Miyad Veshet. Heavy Nevela, Akati Tede Kushra the Rabba. Rashi's El Perisham, Kidivere Rabba. Bishma Yamra Trefa Hava Abachius Mi Ispa. If it's a Trefa, it's still alive. Mumma Mishuam Hachi, have a Malika, Simona Malika, Trefa Slacker. Lamemish is at Sir Kazaderashit. Ziri the Chosh of Lamesa. But if you say Nijbra Mafrakta, the rov bosa ima is what? Is an avela, is dead, is no malika. But if you say it's a treifa, okay, it's still alive, but it's a treifa. Then I understand what malika does. He says, ba, ziri de choshev la mesa. V'divei rashi nochem, im isa de bederach shchita leke ele maisa treifa slavad. Ashra sikna de maisa naveli. So if it's turning it into an eva, we just turn it into a treifa, I understand shchita. What is treifa? Treifa is notalamos. So then I can, it's not dead yet. But nevela is dead. If nevela is dead, so how do I shecht it? Assumption. Obviously, there's a serious assumption going on. That when we talk, that when the Gemara talks about nevela mechayim, and he thinks that's lamaskon, it's nevela mechayim. So, it's when it's alive. The Emtoma, how can I say the rabbi? How can I say the mesa called him Shagila Simona? No. So he's stuck between the Gemara of Malika and the Sugya Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. So he answers, what does he answer? He answers, no. It depends. If it's all part of the Maisa Shechita, so I ain't a chanami, it's a bread and available, it's all one Maisa Shechita. But if cutting the mafrekes is not part of the Maisa Shechita. Meshum de Maisa Kom Shegilis, Avo Shechita Kol Shaitu Mesasiku Behechsha HaSimonim. Or less so. I could have said that. It's not true. If it's part of the Malika, if the Malika includes the Mafrekes, so it's all part of the Malika. Here, it's all part of the Shechita. Oh, The tikshalach ola so for abonah klom afu toma. There's a whole. I want you for tomorrow go through this entire Rashba. And Rashba is very, very clear when you go through it, this entire Rashba. What's certainly in the assumption, he's in the basis of his kasha. He's assuming that it is an Avela Mechayim. This is one Rashba. There's another Rashba to go through. The one about Zehirin. I'll call from the base. The Rashba Zehirin. Oma Zehirin. Nishmi refractor about Simon Avela. Nearly all come in the Vela. Umatame b'masa afal pishim of hachesas. Ziri de Shmuel, Rav botsi ima matame b'ovo. Kama Rav, ikashli ho kashli, b'chimeso omer umole. Okay. Yes. Okay. So b'shchit ha kosher b'melika hu posel. Okay. Now. Nevela maisa nevela koma, but ainu matame ad shet tomus. My kushra called shchita nami hachi, but he says every shchita nam, he says nekuvas haveshet nevelahi. How is a shchita possible? Because every shchita, the moment I touch the veshet, it's a nevela. The wrong go to 50% of the contents of nevela. Yeshovah, hold the Rebbe Kiva. And can tikshel on the das rabba v'chimeisa omer u'shochin. Maisa nevelahu, the call of it, we absolutely shchita belav hochen. Nevela mamish, the tame eino. Ava hoch nevela matame koma. Now, be very careful with the Rashba. Is he saying the Rambam, or is he not saying the Rambam? He says, what does he mean? It's a maisa nevela, but it's not matame. It could be very careful with this Rashba. And then there is another Rashba. Nafnun Zayin, Omer Aleph, and Kedusha. Shchita discusses the same thing. The Rashba is torn by this problem. If it is Nevela Mechayim, how in the world are you shechting any Shchita? By the time I finish the Shchita, it's died way before I finished it. That is the problem he's confronting. There are three Rashbas in Chedusha. Now let's see what he says in Torah Sabayas. Okay. But is there, you see, the reason for me, personally, when I was learning the Sugya, is I was asking myself a question. L'chora, what the Shach says makes a lot of sense. It's alive or it's dead. If it's alive, it's dead. And Vladimirsky's Gemara, it's alive, it's dead. You can't split the two. Nikulas HaVeshet and Psukas HaGigeres is not going to be Mitame Mechayim. No. But, and so the Shach says makes no sense. Comes in Reb Chaim, says, you're right, makes no sense, but I have another Rambam. The Rambam says there's such a thing as eating and something alive that's in the Vela, because if I eat it alive when it's in the Vela, so the shear is going to be a kolshma, not a kazayas. So Reb Chaim came and said, very fine, your logic is good, Shach, but I have the Rambam apparently didn't agree with that logic. Now, if I have also Shach, the Rashba not agreeing with the logic, so we're going to have to see A. So what are we talking about? B, how do we deal with the Gemara? That's Lamed Zayin. Okay. Now let's see what he says in Torah Sabayas. And the Rashba is coming off the Gemara here on Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Where, what does the Gemara say on Lamed Beis Amid Beis? It's such a thing as an Aveda that's not Matame. So, in that's first of all, see, the Rambam had a different issue that the Rashba didn't confront. And the issue the Rashba didn't confront is, the Rambam, it's either Nevela or Trefa. You don't have a Nevela plus Trefa. So when he said, it's a Nevela Mechaimi, but it's not a Trefa. You didn't have a Nevela plus Trefa. That's possible in everyone's world except the Rambam's world. So the Rajashba, when he wants to Hilchas Trefus, if you take a look in the Rajashba, Hilchas Trefus, when he sets down what are Trefus, in Bayasheni Shar Shlishi, the very beginning, Tchilas Hechto of Din HaAsurim, Shein Treifos Chisorim Beguf HaBehema, V'Ov, V'Shochnes, V'Akach, this is what I'll do. Elu Treifos, and what does he do? He includes Nekuvos HaVeshet, Psukas HaGargeres. Okay, but let's see what he says here in the end of Hechsher Shechita. What is he talking about here? He's getting on to the issue of Rashi's definition of what is Igor. Igor Shmutas is a Simon Shmuta. He doesn't like it. Okay. Nicole, she is. Why? What is the definition? Why? He says a simen shamut is efshah b'shchita. Efshah lo le also shchuta. The hachirik marachman al Moshe. The word treifa doesn't mean treifa. Ela asura, comma. The culture he asura treifa currently. How do I know? Maybe it's a technical word I use. Don't say it is a real treifa. So he is spelling it out very clearly. That when I say trefa, the word trefa is two things. It's a general word and a very specific word. If he shechted it, nevela have lo trefer. Lo trefer shchuter. Not a trefer. What's a trefer shchuter? Metar midei nevela. Then shchuter b'simonim akurim. This shchuter, it's not a shchuter. L'man doma en shchuter lof min ha-Torah. Em shochem b'simonim akurim midoraisa. Mishishar. Elos rabbonim. Gzeri mishum behemim. Okay. In cave when the love trade for mamishi el asura, it's asura. Mishum the ain shchita b'simon amakurim. There's no shchita in simon amakurim. So it goes on. I need to have all both simon have to be brought. So here he says very, 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 very clearly, it is not a, but he doesn't take a position if that's mechayim and not mechayim. So in the Shach's world, what will come out? But he's very clear. It is not a trefa. It's only a neveva. Why? Simonim akurim shmutim are not subject to shechita. Psukas hagageres is not subject to shechita. And he makes that equation. Psukas hagageres and what is, if I shecht in simonim, they're not royal shechita, what do I have? I have a nevela and not a treif. Now, so the question is, and this is very, it couldn't be clearer. It couldn't be clearer. It's a nevela, but then it'll turn out that when it's alive, it's not a nevela, it's not a treif, and it's mutter, and it's cholov is going to be mutter. If it's a cow, its eggs are going to be mutter. If it's a trefa, if it's a chicken, that would be very strange. So we're going to understand totally what the Rashba is saying. Is by seeing what he says. In Chedushim. Another place, I forget all the Rashmas. Write them down. This is the work I want you to do, because to see what the different sheets is we shot about. Now, question is, let's take a look, for instance, at the Rosh. How the Rosh understands this. And the outstanding question is, this such a concept? What it would mean is that there are two types in the veil. The veil because of mesa, and the veil because it's mufka from shechita. That'll come out. It's mufka from shechita. That's one way of learning it. That's the way the tziv says. And the tziv says, and therefore it's not a question from Daf Lamed Zayin. Lamed Zayin is what? What is in the veil of mesa? The more sukenis, it's half. It's on its last legs. So it's talking about a different type of nevela, and there the Gemara equated tumah, only equated tumah. That's how the Nitziv learns it. For instance, it's another way of learning it. The process of killing an animal is a two-step process. Number one, the konah. Number two, the veshin. What happened? You did half the process of killing it. Half the process of killing it. It's not dead, but it's not alive. Mitziv has his way of understanding it. Chaim didn't get into that. Chaim just said, I want to prove to you that there must be an Avela Mechayim, where it's awesome for an Avela, because the Rambam says there is a case of eating a small little bird that I'm chayiv from the where the sheer kazayas doesn't apply because it's alive, and it'll be also because of nevela. So Reb Chaim said, "Ah." So Rambam didn't tell what the case of this bird is. He said, "Okay." Reb Chaim said he didn't tell you what the case of the bird, but the only available option I have is where the Rambam tells me about the Kuvat Havesh and Psukas Agageris. And that's why Reb Chaim came. I got a problem with the Shach. Okay. Mirz Hashem Bli Neder, tomorrow we will take gone through all those Rashbas and we shall see further.